This podcast is brought to you by Renewal by Anderson of Central Pennsylvania. Buy any window, patio door, entry door, and get the next one for 40% off. Plus, no money down, no payments, and no interest for 12 whole months. Ooh. Head on over to renewalbyanderson.com to learn more about this deal now.
A bill that would prevent anyone with domestic violence convictions from public office is gaining some traction. Meanwhile, Pennsylvania's hospitals saw their profits rise in 2021. Wawa and Cape May Brewing's Sure Tea is getting accused of trademark infringement. Plus, Pennsylvania has a favorite chip brand and a favorite dip to go with it. I'm Claudia DeMiro, and you're listening to Today in PA. State Representative Scott Conklin introduced a bill that would keep anyone with domestic violence convictions from the state legislature or holding any public office in general, reports NorthCentralPA.com. And as the PA Federation of Democratic Women voted to support the bill at their annual convention in Lewisburg earlier this month, it seems like the legislation is gaining some steam. The state constitution currently prohibits people, quote, convicted of embezzlement of public monies, bribery, perjury, or other infamous crime, unquote, from being in the General Assembly. Should it pass, this bill would add domestic violence convictions as a disqualifying offense. The bill now waits for a committee vote. In 2021, hospitals across the state saw a net patient revenue of $49.9 billion, about a 7% increase when compared to 2020, reports The Morning Call. These numbers, as highlighted in an annual analysis by the Pennsylvania Healthcare Cost Containment Council, show that year closed out on a healthy financial note for hospitals. Economics professor at Lehigh University, Chad Meyerhofer, attributes the spike to more time spent in hospitals that year, which, quote, added up across all hospitals in the state, that's a lot of money. Other experts contend the report's data. Officials from hospitals such as Lehigh Valley Health Network, for one, argue that these numbers are inflated, with much of the significant market gains made that year lost due to the current downturn. Not too long ago, Wawa and Cape May Brewing together announced the release of Sure Tea, which is basically Wawa's signature peach iced tea, but with booze, states Philly Voice. As of this week, though, Jeff Plate, co-founder and former owner of Asbury Park Brewery in Jersey, states he intends to file a trademark infringement lawsuit over the drink. According to Plate, he came up with the name Sure Tea in 2020 and pitched it unsuccessfully to Cape May Brewing this past spring. Cape May, on their end of things, calls Plate's claims quote-unquote groundless, while Wawa maintains the brewing company, quote, has exclusive ownership rights. More information on this dispute remains pending. Did you know Pennsylvania has a favorite chip brand? Asks PennLive. Well, it's true, according to 5 years worth of Google search data analyzed by Shane Co. And that favorite brand is Homegrown Utz. There's a dip Pennsylvanians drool over the most based on this data, too, which is buffalo chicken. Other runner-up favorite dips include beer cheese, ranch, French onion, and bean, which, in this host's humble opinion, all sound like they go pretty well with Utz potato chips. Throw in some Miller Lights, and it all sounds like a perfect night in, if you ask me. That wraps up today's episode. For even more news, drop by PennLive.com. Also, don't forget to please rate this podcast on either Apple or Amazon and to share it around with your family and friends. Thanks ahead of time. And as always, thanks for listening. I'm Claudia DeMiro, and I'll be back again tomorrow for more of Today in PA.
This podcast is brought to you by Renewal by Anderson of Central Pennsylvania. Buy any window, patio door, or entry door, and get the next one for 40% off. Plus, no money down, no payments, and no interest for 12 whole months. Ooh. Head on over to renewalbyanderson.com to learn more about this deal now.